Because I think last time we left off, Rav Nachum, you can take yourself off mute if you want. Feel comfortable, whatever you're more comfortable. Right. Okay. Good to see you all. Gemach Hasimatova. Can you hear clearly now? Is it clear? The picture's clear? The sound's clear?
Yes, everything's very clear.
Great. Okay. So let's begin straight away. We're on Daf Mem Vov Omud Aleph. Let's go again from the top line. Reb Zeira Cholash. Reb Zeira was feeling ill. Ol Legabei. Ol. Miloshen Aliyah. To be Oyla. Ol Gabei Rebavor. Rebavor went up. It was oily. Went up to visit him. He went up to visit him. Kibul Olei, and he accepted upon himself, and he said as follows: I mitpach Katina Chorich Shaki, that we saw in Rashi. That was his name. Rav Zeira's name, for whatever reason, was Katina Chorich Shaki. He says, I mitpach, if Reb Zeira will be zeicha to a refuah shalema, if he will heal, then Ovid suuda sala kula rabbanon. Then I'm going to make a suuda saida for all the rabbanon. Itpach, and indeed he did. Indeed he did. He healed. He had a refuah shalema. So as promised, he was going to make a suuda for all the rabbanon. What happened? Ovad sudasa lekula rabbanon. He said, "Ovidna yom tova." Actually, rabbanon, a yom tova. I'm going to make it a whole yom tova for the rabbanon. And indeed, that's what happened. Reb Zeira was zeicha to refua shalema, and ovad sudasa lekula rabbanon. Now, kimoti lemishri. Mota means, as we know, we've had it many times, when he arrived or when he reached. When they reached Lemishre, now what does that word Lemishre mean? Says Rashi. Kimota Lemishre Lishna de Sheirusa. Lemishre is from the word Sheirusa. Does that help me? What does that mean? Kloimar, that means to say, Lifrois Birkas Hamoitzi Velechol. It's coming to the time when he's going to make a bracha of hamoitzi and to eat the bread. So that's what it means. Kimota lemishra, when it came to the time, they're about to launch into the suda now, when it came to the time to make hamoitzi and to start eating, now back into the Gemara, kimota lemishra, omale rebzeira, le rebzeira. So he said, who said? Rebavor. Remember, Rebavor is hosting the suda. And he says to Reb Zeira, remember Reb Zeira was the one whose refuah shalema they are celebrating. And he said to Reb Zeira, Lishri lon mar. May the master please be moitzias. Lishri, from the same word as lemishri, which Rashi told us means berakas hamoitzi. So it's another way of saying that Reb Avol turned round to Reb Zeira and he said, would you please be moitzias with the bracha of hamoitzi? Omale. So he responded, Reb Zeira said back to Reb Avol, loy sovar lo mar. Does the master not hold? Don't you hold lahod Reb Yechanan? Don't you hold the Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush? Or what did Rabbi Yechanan say? Domar balabais boitzea. The balabais is supposed to be the one who cuts the bread. This is, of course, what we all do every Friday night, Shabbos morning. The balabais is the one who cuts the bread on behalf of everybody. So Reb Zeira says to Ravo, why are you turning round to me, inviting me to say the bracha of hamoitzi on behalf of everybody and cut the bread and distribute it? Don't you hold of Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush? Rabbi Yechanan said, and soon we'll see why, that the Baal HaBayis is supposed to be the one who's cutting the bread, in which case you shouldn't be offering it to me, you should be doing it yourself. Okay, so he accepted the rebuke, it would seem to be, and he said, and shara lahu. Shara lahu, so he cut the bread, he said, amoitzi lahu for them. Initially, he was mechabed Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira passed it back and said to him, no, you should be doing this yourself. Fine. So Reb Zeira has now passed it back to Reb Avol, and Reb Avol is now has made hamoitzi on their behalf. Part two. Kimota levaruchei, when it came to benching, Omar Le, once again, Reb Avohu is mechabed Reb Zeira. What does he say to him? Navrich lon mar. Lon means for us. Would you please bench for us? Would you please bench for us? Another way of saying, you should please lead the Zimun, be moitzi us with benching. So this is now the second time that he's been mechabed him. The first time he was mechabed him to say amoitzi, and now this time it's going to be mechabed him to bench. Once again, he refused. Omar le, loy sovar lo mar. Does the master not hold lahod Rav Huna, the min Bovel? Don't you hold of Rav Huna from Bovel? Why, what did Rav Huna say? Da oma boitzea mevorech. Boitzea mevorech. Whoever was the one who initially said the hamoitzi and cut the bread, he should be the one to bench. So if at the end of the day you were the one who cut the bread and you were moitzi us with the brach of hamoitzi, then you should be benching as well. It's interesting, by the way, that he's called Rav Huna from Bovel. Who is Rav Huna from Bovel? Is this the Rav Huna that we meet in many occasions in the Gemara, says Rashi? Yes, it is. Look at Rashi. On the third line, Rav Huna de Mibovel, Hainu Rav Huna Stoma. This is the normal, regular Rav Huna Stoma. What does it mean, Stoma, even without the whole title? Every place it just says Rav Huna, that's what it's referring to. It's referring to Rav Huna from Bovel. Ulafi she'achshav hoyo Reb Zeira be'eretz Yisrael. But because Reb Zeira in this particular story was in Eretz Yisrael, v'makoyim Reb Avol, he was in Reb Avol's place, v'hoyo oyle mi Bovel, and he himself had come from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. That's why ka'omar hochi, that's why we call Reb Huna from Bovel, because Reb Zeira himself has also come from Bovel. So in truth, every time we mention Reb Huna in Shas, this is the same Reb Huna. Reb Huna originally originates from Bovel. We don't need to point it out on every occasion because it's irrelevant. But in our particular story, says Rashi, Reb Avohu himself, Reb Zeira himself also came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we point out that Reb Huna did the same. Reb Huna was from Bovel. Okay. So this story that we saw in the Gemara has two parts. Part one, when he was mechabed the guest, Reb Avol was mechabed Reb Zeira to be moitzi them with a brach of hamoitzi, and he said, no, the Baal HaBayis is supposed to be the one who says hamoitzi, the Baal HaBayis is boitzea. Number two, when he invited him and then again to bench, he said, no. You should be the one benching. Why? Because whoever is boitzea, he's supposed to be the one who's mevorech. Now, the Gemara interjects. Says the Gemara, really, that's the end of the story. Says the Gemara, ve'ihu k'man svirelei. Who's ve'ihu? What about Reb Avohu? What did Reb Avohu hold? What did Reb Avohu hold? Reb Zeira threw the ball back into his court and said to him, listen, whoever's boitzea, he should be mevorech. And if you were the boitzea, then you should be the mevorech. So what did Reb Avohu himself hold? Reb Avohu disagreed with that? If he disagrees with that, then so be it, but maybe not. Says the Gemara, yes. The EU commands spherule. Do you know who he held like? Ki ha the Omar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yechai. He goes with what Reb Yochanan said in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yechai. What did Reb Huna say in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yechai? Balabais Boitzea. Yes, the Balabais should be the one to say Hamoitzi. And he was the Balabais, so he's the one to say Hamoitzi. Fine. But V'oireach Mavareich. But Rabbi Yochanan holds in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, the one who says Hamoitzi is not the one who benches. Why not? The one who says Hamoitzi is the Balabais. But the one who benches is the guest. He is the Oireach. So even though Rabbi Vohu, who was the Balabais, he was the one who benched, why did he offer, he said Hamoitzi, why did he offer benching to, to Rabbi Zeira? Because he held that the guest should be the one to bench. So we have a machloikas. Rabbi Nachum? I can't hear. I can't hear for some reason. Rabbi Yosef, I can hear you, yeah?
Yes.
Rabbi Avraham, I can hear you. Just say hello.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, I can hear you. Rabbi Nachum, sing the national anthem or something. No, I can't hear your sound.
It's a shame. It's not working.
So either way, so we seem to have a machloikus over here. It seems to be that yes, the Balabais is the one who's supposed to be Boitzea. Boitzea means he's the one who says Hamoitzi. But who should be Mavoreich? It seems to be a divided opinion. Reb Zeira held that whoever is Boitzea should be Mavoreich. If you began the process, then you should end the process. Whereas Ravo is quoting Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yechai, that no, even though the Balabais is the one who's Beitzea, but it's the guest who's Mavarich. Is this a machloikas in Minhag or Halacha? Asks Reb Nachum. So let's see one more line of the Gemara and then we'll see. Fair question. Says the Gemara, why indeed do we split up? According to Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, the Balabais is Boitzea, but the Oireach is Mavarech. Why? Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you. Balabais Boitzea, Kedei Sheyivtza Ba'ayin Yofa. In order that he should cut slices, ba'ayin yofer, with a generous eye. He's the host. He's the one who's going to give people generously. Imagine you're a guest, and you're the one who's going to make hamoitzi. You'd feel a little bit uncomfortable to start distributing generous pieces because it's not really, to be honest, your bread. So who are you to be generous in somebody else's account? But who is the one who could be generous? The one who owns the bread. That's the Balabais. That's why it's the Balabais who should be Boitzea. He's the one who should make the bracha. He distributes the bread to everybody and he'll give everybody generously. Okay, so why is he not the one to lead the benching? Says the Gemara, V'oireach Mavareich. But it should be the guest who benches Kedei Sheyavareich Lebalabais. In order that he should bless the Balabais. And this is what we call Birkas Oireach, printed in every bencho. This is the famous Yerotzin Shelo Yevosh Balabais, etc., etc. In fact, the Gemara brings this Nusach. Mai Mavorech. What exactly is the Nusach? What exactly is he supposed to be benching the Balabais with? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Yirotzoin shelo yevoish barabayis bo'ilam azeh v'lo yikoleim lo'ilam abo. That's it. The barabayis, neither should he be embarrassed in this world, nor should he be ashamed in the world to come. V'rebi moisif bo'dvorim. Rebbe then added to it, and he said, no, there's an additional nusach, and it should be v'yitzlach mo'oid b'chol mechosov. He should be very successful with all his property. V'yu nechosov v'nechoseinu mutzlochim. Both his and our property should be successful. V'krovim lo'ir. They should be close to the town. Very interesting bracha. You should have successful property, but it should be local. Why should it be local? Look at Rashi. On the second narrow line. Krovim lo'ir, why should it be close to the city? She'yochol lir'oison balabayis tamid. So that the balabayis, that the owner of this property, is able to inspect it constantly. V'ladas ma'hein tzrichin, and to know what they need. So if you want to be a successful property owner, then the real bracha is to be zeicha to property that's close to you, that you're able to check up on it every so often. If you own a property which is outside of the city, that's much harder than for you to check up what's needed. The bracha that the guest is giving to the balabais. Nechosov, says Rashi, karkois, lands. Back into the Gemara, the bracha continues. Va'al yishloit satan loy b'maase yodov v'loy b'maase yodeinu. The satan should not rule, not over his maase yodaim, not over our maase yodaim. Va'al yizdakir loy lefonov v'loy lefoneinu. How do they translate Rabbi Yosef al yizdakir?
Shouldn't appear. They shouldn't appear.
The Yetzara should not appear lafonov in front of the balabais, the loy lafonenu, neither in front of us. Shumdvar hirhur chait, any type of thought even of an aveira, va'aveira, va'ovoin me'ato v'ado ilum. So that therefore is really the end of the sugya. So what have we learned in our Gemara? The balabais is supposed to be beitzeah. Who is the one who makes the bracha, who benches at the end? Seems to be machloikus. Reb Zeira held that whoever's boitzea should be mevarich. Whoever began the process should end it. And Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, no. The guest should be mevarich because he needs to give a special bracha to the balabais. So the question that Reb Nachum is asking, is this a chiyuv? Is this just a nice custom? So let's have a look in Shulchan Aruch. If you have Chelek Beis in your Mishnah Berurah, so have a look firstly in Kuf Samach Zayin. Kuf Samach Zayin, Seif Yud Dalad. Seif Yud Dalad. Do you have the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, Rabbi Avraham, you have it?
Yep.
Kuf Samach Zayin, Sifi Dal Rabbi Nachum, you with us? You're still praying silence? Taking the fifth? Sorry?
Type it out.
There's a break in transmission from Mishkafayim there. We've got to be craving La'ir, as we just learned. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Very, very interesting sheet for Shulchan Aruch. Im hamasubin merubim. Rabim. We're not necessarily talking about there's a balabais. It could be they're all eating in a restaurant. Could be a few friends who went for a picnic. We're not necessarily talking about that they're eating in somebody's house. Im hamasubim rabim. And what does rabim mean? Look at the Mishnah Brura immediately in Samach Vav. Same would be true if it's two people. Doesn't necessarily have to be several. Umairi, and we're talking about Kashain Imohem Habal Suda. We're talking about the Baal Suda, the host, is not there. Oi Shakulam Bali Suda. Maybe they're all hosts. How can they all be hosts? Like we just said, they all go to a restaurant, they all order their portions, so nobody's hosting it. But Ichlim Yacham, they're all eating it together. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Gadol Shebekulam Boitzeya. Whoever is the Gadol of them all. So Reb Nachum and I would translate that to mean as whoever's the tallest. Now Reb Nachum, that's probably the translation. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Gadol Shebekulam Bechochma. Pnei Kvoidei. Whoever's the greatest, whoever's the biggest Talmud Chacham, he's the one who should be invited to be Boitzea on behalf of everybody. Boitzea, says Rashi, Umoitzi Hoacherim Bebirkasi. And he's Moitzi everybody with his bracha. Afilu b'mokim, d'haminig, d'kolechem v'orech la'atzmoy. And even if the general custom, Reb Nachum, now we're addressing your question. Even if the general custom is that everybody really does make a bracha on their own bread, Nikomokim haminig, the Godoil boitzea techilo. Then at least whoever's a Talmud Chacham, at least he should be the first one. So we've got two halachas over here. Halacha number one is that the Godoil should be being moitzi, so say hamoitzi on behalf of everybody. And even if the minig is everybody says hamoitzi on behalf of themselves, but at least let the gadol go first. Fascinating halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion. V'hachosn b'yom chuposei, b'yom chasunosei, a chasna is chasna, boitzea af al pi sheyesh b'hamasubin, even if one of the people eating there is gadol mimenu, greater than him. A chasna, a special halacha for a chasan at his chasna, which is an interesting halacha because the way that we have our chasnas is that the chasan disappears for hours and then comes back later in the middle of the meal. Everybody's long washed and their hamoitzi. Therefore, this halacha is never relevant, basically. But in theory, if you're all starting the suda at the same time, then the chasan gets kedima. Looking back into the Shulchan Aruch now in the Ramah. Ve'im heim shavim, and what happens if they're all equal in chochma, but ve'echad mehem koyein, and one of them is a koyein, then mitzvah lakdimoy, then the koyein should go first. That's the mitzvah. V'kidashto, says the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im koyein amaretz, unbelievable halacha, very important to know. Talmud chochem koydim loy. What happens if you have a Kohen who's an Amoretz? Now, we know that when it comes to giving aliyahs to the Torah, the first aliyah has to go to the Kohen, even if he's an Amoretz. So if you had Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who came to Mishkafayim, who came to Eish Kodesh, came to the Grah Shul, came to Derech Yitzchok Shul, they could only give him Shlishi, unless there's no Kohen in Levi. But if there is a Kohen, even if he's an absolute Amoretz, you always give the Kohen first, but not so when it comes to benching. When it comes to benching, you give the first Aliyah to the Kohen, but if the Kohen is an Amoretz and you have there present a Talmud Chacham goes first. Now, skip to Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Ayin. Another very important halacha. We have a Kohen Am Haaretz, and we have a Talmud Chacham. So we said, who goes first? The Talmud Chacham. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'osar la Talmud Chacham lak dimoy lefano. The Talmud Chacham is not allowed to waive his rights to go first. And he cannot turn around and try and be a greiser onov and say to the Kohen, no, you go first. He's not allowed to. Why is he not allowed to? Because the Torah has to go first. Now he does say, if you look later on in Simon Reish Aleph, you'll see that. The dafka imakdim oylefon of derech choyku mishpat kohuna dahayinu mepnei shul koyin avolim noisenoi rishus levarech shaloi machmas kohuna rashoi. That which we said it is a bezayin is only if you give first rights to a koyin because he's a koyin. So if you turn around to him and say, listen, I want you to bench because after all, you are a Kohen, that's a Bizayin. Why is that a Bizayin? Because then you're making out that Kohuna is more important than Torah, and that's a Bizayin. But if I say to him, finished, no, I like you to bench, I want to be Mechabed you. I want to be Mechabed you, not because you're a Kohen, happens to be you're a Kohen, it's not because of that, then it's okay. Now, look back into the Shulchan Aruch. We'll skip the end of the Ramah. Look back in the Shulchan Aruch. V'im yeshi mohem balabayis hu boitzeya v'afilu im ho'oireach godoyu. Everything we've said until now, as Mishnah Berurah pointed out, is only when there is no balabayis. But if there is a balabayis there, then the balabayis goes first, even if there is a godoyu. Meaning a Talmud Chacham there amongst the Mesubim. But, in brackets, V'hamavarech yomar atchila b'rshus meir v'rabbeisai. Yes, on the one hand, you do go first. Remember, we're not talking about benching over here. For the moment, we're talking about Hamoitzi. But you should at least say first, b'rshus meir v'rabbeisai. Now, the question is this halacha l'maisa or not? Look at the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet. Ayin Gimel says, who boitzeya? It should be the balabayis who's boitzeya. Why the balabayis? This is what we saw in the Gemara. Because, for who koidem afilu l'koyin v'tamot chacham. He should go first, even before Kohen or Talmud Chacham. Why? Kedei sheyivtza ba'ayin yofer. This is one of the Gemara. In order they should give a generous portion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu mareach gadol, hinei halechem chamudais, one of the G'dayli Olam, kosav, shekahayoyim, nowadays, that's not the minag. Noagu lachloik kovoid lagodol. But Morgan Avram, his scheme, Imoin. Morgan Avram agrees with him. The Morgan Avram says that the Lechem Chamudis is right, that the prevalent custom nowadays is that the Balabais does not take it for himself, but rather gives it to the Godel. So we have on one hand the Shulchan Aruch quite clearly telling us that the correct thing is that the Balabais should be Beitzea, and yet the Minag, as described by the Lechem Chamudis of the Morgan Avram, it's not that way. So what do we do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, ach kamo achroinim mefakpekin bozeh. Many achroinim disagree. Ach b'su'udah shekol ha-masubin oichel kol echad ve'echad mikikore u'mavorchin ha'atzman. But certainly, in a suda where everybody is making a moitzi for themselves, bevadai hanochen shebalabais yichabed lahagodol, then definitely the Balabai should be mechabed the Godel to go first, kiven she'ein kan ta mishum ayin yofe. Remember, if everybody's got their own loaf of bread in front of them, then the whole reasoning of ayin yofe doesn't apply anymore. Ayin yofe only applies when the balabais is the only person who's got a challah in front of him, so we want him to distribute big pieces. But if everybody's got their own challah, so nobody's distributing to anybody, everybody's having their own challah, well, then there's definitely no reason the balabais should go first. So therefore, Reb Nachum, in answer to your question, is this minig, is it halacha? The halacha seems to be that essentially the balabais should go first. The minhag seems to be that the balabais is mechabed the gadol, although there are some achronim who disagree. So therefore, in the final analysis, Reb Nachum, if you have guests at a regular Friday night meal, essentially the balabais is supposed to be the one who is beitzea. If you have somebody there who's a very particular big Talmud Chacham, then we have a machlokes. Some say the minig is that yes, you are mechaber the gadol, and others disagree. And therefore, whatever you do is essentially fine. But if everybody's got a challah on their plate, like for example, you know, sometimes you come to somebody's house for a bar mitzvah or a sheva brachos, everybody's got a little roll on their plate, and therefore you should ask the gadol to go first. Because there, the whole reason of ayin yofe doesn't apply. But that's not the ordinary circumstance. In the normal circumstance, let's say like what we do on Friday night, where everybody, where just the balabais has the challah, so then Shulchan Aruch seems to say that the balabais should go first. Could be that the minig is different, and therefore essentially whatever you do is absolutely fine. Let's just quickly see one more Mishnah Berurah in ayin hay. We said, yoyma tchila, you should first say, so again, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's derech anova to be mevakish rishus, as if to say that essentially you should be benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah, k'sheyei shom yerem nachum. Can one say the benching Yirot Saint Tfilah for his or her spouse, or is this Tfilah only for G-U-E dot dot dot, it says. Only for guests, I assume it says. Or is this Tfilah only for guests to say it right? Yeah, it's only for guests. It's always good to give a bracha to your spouse, but Birkas HaYireach is not. There is a discussion, what about children at a parent's table? What about a bocha in yeshiva? Etc., 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 but we are running out of time, so let's just quickly finish off the last line of Mishnah Berurah. K'sheyesham koyin, when you have a koyin, shemitzvah la'akdimo, where we said that it's a mitzvah, imroitza acher livtsoya, v'vuad in the Birkas Hamazon, then definitely tzarech litol memenu rishus. Then it's not just an inyan of anova, essentially the koyin's got to be first. So if the Kohen's going to pass it on to somebody else, then you've definitely, you're not just, it's a nice thing, but you're mechuyev to say, Bereshus. V'loi mahani ma'asha yomer Bereshus ha-Kohen, im loi nosam loi ha-Kohen Rishus. It doesn't help to say, Bereshus the Kohen, unless the Kohen actually gave Rishus. Okay, so everything we've learned today in the Shulchan Aruch is with regard to the Brach of Hamoitzi. In Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll see, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you can prepare it in Siman Reish Aleph. What about with regard to benching and Zimun? Miss Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow. In the meanwhile, everyone should have a great day.
Yeah, sure.